This is Voice of SBB.
Greetings from Saitar of Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth. I am Yogacharya Dr. Ananda Balayogi Bhavanani, the director of the Center for Yoga Therapy, Education and Research, functioning at Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth. Today, we shall take a look at yoga, a holistic path to wellness. The art and science of yoga is primarily a moksha shastra, a path and goal of self-realization, with the positive side benefits of health, happiness, and well-being. The word yoga springs from the Sanskrit root yuj, which means to yoke or unite. Yujyate iti yogaha. It can be defined as the union, reunion, or communion of the body, emotion, mind, and spirit complex, or as the unification and reunification of the individual spirit, the jivatma, with the universal paramatma. Although the teachings and path of yoga are not exclusive to any religion, creed, or race, we need to acknowledge that it has sprung from the fertile soil of Bharatiya Sanskriti, the Indian cultural ethos of Sanatana Dharma, the eternal teachings of responsibility. You may wonder, what is the role of yoga in modern times? Well, it has a role as a way of life. The philosophy and psychology of yoga offers us an antidote for the modern pandemic of stress and the resultant disorders of body and mind. While modern science tends to look outward through an experimental model, the science of yoga enables us to search the depths of our own self, thus realizing the ultimate truth through an experiential model. The yogic concept of health refers to a dynamic state of well-being, manifesting as physiological homeostasis, mental equanimity, emotional balance, and a deeper sense of spiritual connectedness.
This is Voice of SBB.
The yogi follows a systematic practice of the eightfold path of Ashtanga Yoga that is aimed at ultimately transcending the individual self to attain a state of cosmic consciousness known as Samadhi. This conscious evolution may take many years or even lifetimes of disciplined and dedicated practice known as Abhyasa, along with non-attachment or dispassion known as Vairagya. It requires unflagging discernment known as Viveka. The practice of yoga leads to the efficient functioning of the body, which achieves a healthy homeostasis through improved functioning of the psycho, immuno, neuro, endocrine system. Hence, yoga may be easily integrated into the present healthcare system and has a lot to offer in the management of psychosomatic disorders, that is, the stress-related disorders. Yoga understands health and well-being as a dynamic continuum of human nature and not a mere state to be attained and maintained at status quo. the lowest point on the continuum with the lowest speed of vibration is that of death. The highest point with the highest speed of vibration is that of immortality. In between these two extremes lie the states of normal health and disease. Yoga not only considers physical health, but also, more importantly, mental health. Lifestyle modification is a buzzword in modern medical circles, and yoga can play a vital role in this regard. Yogic diet, asanas, the body postures, pranayamas that work with the breath, mudras that deal with the energetic gestures, kriyas that are active practices with the breath, and relaxation are all important aspects of lifestyle modification. Yoga places great importance on a proper and healthy lifestyle, whose main components are achar, the healthy activities on a regular basis, vichar, the right thoughts and attitudes towards life, ahar, healthy nourishing diet, and vihar, proper recreational activities to relax body and mind. In conclusion, I would like to share with you that the central theme of yoga is finding the golden mean, the middle path. This implies a constant search for moderation and a harmonious homeostatic balance. Yoga is the unitive impulse of life. It always seeks to unite the diverse streams into a single powerful force. Proper practice produces an inner balance of mind that remains stable and serene even in the midst of chaos. In addition to its preventive and restorative qualities, yoga also aims at promoting a state of positive health and vitality that helps us to tide over the inevitable health challenges that occur during our lifetime. Just as we save money in a bank to tide over during a financial crisis, we can also build up our positive health balance to help us manage unforeseen health challenges, thus promoting faster recovery and recuperation. This concept of positive health is one of yoga's unique contributions to modern healthcare, because it has both a preventive and promotive role and is also inexpensive. Yoga can be used in tandem with other systems of medicine in an integrated manner to benefit all patients. I thank you for listening to this session on yoga, wellness in healthcare. May we all be blessed.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.